Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My bad, everybody. Good morning. 103.7 KISS FM. Hello, buenos dias.
Wepa. Oh, man.
How's it going?
It's going,
Allie. No, it's my bad because I have a great story to tell everybody. First of all, good morning and welcome to the show. Lots happening. We got NF tickets this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that after 8 o'clock.
I know, that's right.
You can log in and listen on the Odyssey app to win a trip to see Taylor Swift in London. That's pretty cool.
In the UK.
So, we got a lot happening. But before we get to our question of the day, I need to tell you why I'm running late today and why I spent so much time in Quick Trip and about my Quick Trip story. Are you ready for this, DZ?
Is this a hot bar story,
This is
Allie?
A hot bar. It's a hot coffee bar story.
Who'd you run into then?
Right? Well, who didn't I run into? I did get distracted by the men. I'm not going to lie. But I went into Quick Trip because I was sick yesterday and the coffee machine was broken last week. So as I was driving into work, I realized, wait, I should text everybody and see if the coffee machine's working again. To which you guys all wrote back, it's not.
Negative.
So I said, well, then I'm stopping to get coffee. Who wants one? And you said...
Sí, por favor.
I said, no problem. I didn't respond, but I got it. And I knew what you wanted. So I know you like these sassy, iced coffee, lots of garbage in them drinks. I know your style.
I'm about that life. I like them sweet.
And I don't blame you. A lot of people do. A lot of people do. I'm a black coffee kind of girl. Black like my soul, okay? And my heart.
Pause.
DZ's a lot happier and exciting with his choice.
I'm bubbly and sweet.
Exactly. And so I went into Quick Trip. I got a few black coffees. And then I went, okay, now DZ's going to want something fancy.
You could have got me whatever. Fam.
No way.
You know.
Nope. Everybody's getting what they want. So I look at all the machines. There's like seven coffee. Have you been to the coffee bar in Quick Trip? ship lately?
It's excessive.
What the hell?
They do a lot.
I was like, whoa, dude.
They got the ice cream option coffee. They got the cold coffee. They got the hot coffee. They got the lukewarm coffee. They got the day old coffee. It's like, why do y'all got so many coffees?
There'd be one... A clear iced coffee machine. Oh, no, no, no.
Nah.
So I turned to the people who are so nice in Quick Trip, and I said, excuse me, which one of these is the best iced coffee? And they go, well, that's iced, and that's iced, and if you want that. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I did the simplest one where I just put ice in, and I poured the coffee over, and I went up to pay, and the guy goes, did you drink that? And I go, no. And he goes, it looks like garbage. And I go, you're saying don't get it? He goes, nope. Something's wrong with it. I went and I dumped your iced coffee out.
Oh,
I
it went, was mine?
Yeah. So I went back. I go, well, now which one? Now which machine? I was like, seven more to pick from. And she goes, well, that one makes a lot of fancy ones. I go, great.
Great. Which
so
cup?
I put the cup in. I just flung through till I saw iced caramel mocha, blah, blah, blah.
Perfect.
And I went,
well, sounds DZ'll
like
love it.
DZ's ready.
DZ's alley right there. Look at that.
And I made your coffee. And then as I'm waiting for the coffee, I turn and see all these men have now entered who are going to work, and they all look
now
good.
Now it's their turn at the hot bar.
But I'm busy now, and I'm distracted.
Allie can't stop
I
now.
I forgot about DZ's coffee now because I got men everywhere. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, oh, this is so bad. I should never go to Quick Trip in the morning. So I just got here. And it's,
so
how's your coffee?
I just got here.
How's your coffee?
Let's find out.
For real, though.
Hold on, you got to do the swirl.
I don't know if it's going to be good. I got the Karuba one or whatever.
You know you got to do the lip smack.
Mine's too hot yet. Just lie to me if you don't like it. Just tell me it's good. Actually, don't tell me it's good. I want to know what to get next time.
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Is it okay?
No, this is good.
Okay. Well, I got it out of the machine, and it made whatever the fancy drink said it was going to make.
I'll tell you what. It's better than the coffee here. I said what I said.
and there is no coffee here.
I was
going to
say, there is no coffee, so anything's better than the coffee here right
all
now.
All right.
Dog.
Well, I'm glad everyone's coffee got solved, but we can't do this every day.
No.
I'm going to have to just make my coffee at home until the coffee machine is fixed. We can't do this anymore.
I was just going to bring one of my extra coffee machines in from home for work.
Well, now that I know there's men, though, at Quick Trip, I might need to stop every day.
Listen, Allie's sacrifice. Oh,
I
whoa,
might need to be late for
me.
The greater good of the dating part of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. Listen, the sacrifice is strong, and I believe in you. You can do this. Stay strong, Allie. Keep getting
thank
coffee.
Thank you so much. Okay, are we ready for the question of the day?
You trying to hit it right, meow?
I guess so. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Nah. I don't know if I want to go here because it's such a dark question.
You said, meh. I don't think you do. I don't think I want you to. Meh. I don't even know the question. Oh, gosh. All right.
What do you do when you get really angry?
Ooh.
Be honest.
Nah.
What do you do when you get really angry? I can already tell you, I have a temper tantrum 9 out of 10 times.
I have a temper.
I'm working on this in therapy, everybody.
I
don't blame anyone else. I just, in my own world, want to throw a fit.
Okay, but I was going to say, define a temper tantrum, please.
Happily. I will happily.
Especially for you. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm in the drive-thru at the pharmacy yesterday because I needed medication.
Mm-hmm.
And it was taking forever, DZ.
Okay.
And I started getting angry.
Flips hair. I know y'all can't see Allie, but she literally just flipped her hair in the angriest of fashions. It was.
So then.
Okay. Oh, God.
And the angrier I get, I go, I start grunting. You know you've seen me do this, DZ. I go, damn it.
You huff and puff a little bit.
I'm a huffer and puffer without a doubt. My dad's an obnoxious huffer and puffer, like to the T, dude.
Your Hogwarts house is inevitably Hufflepuff.
I'm a Hufflepuffer. So I'm, there's nobody there to hear me, but I'm mad in my car. I'm making these grunting noises.
So the louder you huffing and puffing.
Right, as if somebody's going to hear me in the pharmacy, right? And I'm like, what is taking so long? And I'm getting more and more mad. Like, I'm a vocal, angry person, even if I'm not talking directly to you.
Okay.
Like, even if I'm not mad at you, let's just say you're around me, and all the time my kids are like, what's wrong? Because I'm huffing and puffing around the kitchen talking to myself because I'm mad about something, like I can't find a pan.
Mm.
And then I go,
got it. So
I'm working on this. I'm going to the gym for this anger issue.
I'm getting out that extra energy.
I'm trying to get it out.
See, but you're like I wouldn't say overactive, but you're kind of like a hyperactive individual.
My patience is very thin when it comes to this.
I wouldn't even say thin, but you know, you are a character. I would say. And not in a bad way, but I mean, you're very animated, you're colorful. So I could see how when something
is obnoxious.
No, no. Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay, fine, fine.
But no. Not for real though. I could hear that. And then but being a tantrum, I would have never defined it like
that. That's the way I look at it. That's why I'm working on it. I used to be more of a screamer and a yeller, and I worked on that in therapy, and that's something I'm actually proud of, is that, you know, I realized it was affecting my children. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this, and I've told the story on the air. Owen drew a picture of me like with words coming out of my mouth when he was in therapy, and I said, well, why is there stuff coming out of my mouth? He's like, you're yelling. He was like little, and I cried for days.
I remember this story. You told me. I don't know.
Then he drew the picture of me yelling, so I cried for days and days and days. Uh-huh. And then I made it a clear conscious effort to work on my yelling and realize that I was, you know, I grew up in a house where there was tons of yelling, and that's why I was so anxious, you know. No wonder I was an anxious kid and an adult. You grew up around people always on edge.
Always, yeah.
As I tell you the story about the Hufflepuff.
Okay, Hufflepuff.
So that's mine. I used to yell. I'm working on that. And now I'm just a huffer and puffer.
Yeah.
DZ, the question of the day is, what do you do when you get angry? We've spent enough on me. What do you do?
Well, see, and the thing is, it evolves, right? Like you said, you've changed throughout your life. Mm-hmm. Right now, I gotta say, it's probably like a shutdown.
I was just gonna say, do you shut down? That would have been my guess.
I'd rather get quiet because the alternative isn't what I'd like. It's not the person I'm trying to be. I'm not trying to deal.
Yeah.
And then quite frankly, like, I've had instances where I've gotten mad in the past.
Yes.
And it could be destructive.
100%.
Whether physically, emotionally, you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
So I'd rather not.
I'm aware of how destructive you can be when you get it. Not you, in general, I mean. As someone who's been destructive.
I was like, have I been destructive, man?
No, it's me. I'm the problem. Back to me again.
But no, you know what I feel like you doing that.
Though.
I feel like lashing out is never the right option, no matter what the situation. And sometimes you can't control those emotions, right?
Yep.
So I'd rather just force myself to go in the box and close the door until I can deep breath it out, than say something that I'm going to regret, do something that I'm going to regret, or act on something that I'm going to regret.
That's good.
I've done all of the latter, and I hate myself usually after.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I can relate to that, hating yourself after you act away. Mm-hmm. I get it, dude. I get it.
And it's a process. I'm not saying, I'm not a perfect individual.
No.
But it is a learned process, bro. And somebody, because I had anger issues as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Quick story, and I'm going to bust myself out. This is a jaw dropper, so just... You're already looking crazy.
Put the coffee down. What?
How many people do you know that at 2 years old pulled a kitchen knife on their mother?
You did?
And my mom stood 10 toes and looked at me and said, what you about to do? What you about
to do? Yeah, you were little.
And then popped me for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's like, you were wild.
From conception, I grew up an angry, activated child, right? So figuring out my anger points and how to deal with that and what to do from there, that's been a big deal in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's I'd rather not than to regret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I get it. Good advice. This is good stuff all around. You and I are like, don't yell at your kids. Don't pull a knife on your mom.
Man, well, and I definitely don't want to exemplify
that.
You were 2,
so I get you were 2.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't pull a knife on your mom. That's not the right thing to do.
You will get
smacked up.
DZ's like a shutdown kind of guy. I'm a huffer and puffer.
Yeah.
What is your style when you get angry? What kind of angry person are you? We're going to take your texts and your calls coming up next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question of the day is, what do you do when you get angry? I yell once in a blue moon.
Every now and again.
Every now and then. But I huff and puff. That's my style.
Mm-hmm.
And DZ gets quiet, which I could totally see.
I go in the box. Right? I try to go in the box. Sometimes the box ain't strong enough.
Carrie texted in that she cries. That's another style. When people get up. Because I stick to it. Anger's a secondary emotion. And you're really hurt about something. So, of course, you're crying because you're upset.
I've had it happen where you're suppressing your emotions. You're trying to just... shut her down, mm-hmm. right? Cool off. And it builds and builds and builds. And all of a sudden, you got waterworks coming out your face. Eyes hit the sprinklers, and you're like, what is going on? It is the wildest thing ever, son.
I think that Carrie is ahead of the class, though, because I think she's more in touch with her emotions than she thinks. Mm-hmm. I think the ones of us who are angry and can't figure out what we're upset about to the core of how she, you're more on it. You've skipped over to crying now. You're already there.
She says she just skips to the waterworks.
You already are upset about, you know, you're dealing with it better than I am. That's for sure. Well,
and it's about figuring out what works for you, yeah. right? Because somebody else said, I used to be very bad. I would yell, make it the worst person to be around. Mm-hmm. Now I'm silent. I just beat up my punching bag. Mm-hmm. And it gets to the point, when it gets to that point, and I'm like, cool, if you got a punching bag, if you're that type of person, not to promote yeah. violence, but it's athletic.
I don't think punching bag is bad advice. I don't think that promotes violence. I think it teaches you to get your aggression out in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with boxing.
At all.
If you need to get it out, mm-hmm. get it out.
Get it out, girl, or guy.
Ebony's on the phone. We know she's driving Pewaukee to Milwaukee.
You know what I'm saying? Whip. Good morning, Ebony.
Hey, girl, hi.
Hey, Christine in Hartford said she eats. What do you do?
Hi,
Dizzy,
hi.
Oh, sorry. Hi,
Dizzy. No, good morning, Ebony.
Ebony, what do you do when you get angry? What's your style?
Okay, so I used to like really go 0 to 100, mm-hmm. or I would be super, super shut down. But after going to therapy, very much like y'all, I figured out how to effectively, because for me, I got to know why. I got to know why you just pissed me off. Like, I don't know why I'm that way. So instead of just getting mad, I just always return it with, what was your thought process behind that? Like, that's when I hit them with that. It's like they got to think about what just happened and what made the situation that to the point of where it made me that mad. Mm-hmm. So it's like if I'm having a conversation with somebody and it's about to piss me off or whatever's about to happen, instead of getting mad or getting reserved or walking away or whatever the case may be, I just always ask them, what was your thought process behind that?
Okay.
At least to understand. Not that it justifies anything, but to understand.
To understand why what happened happened.
It can help you. It can literally help you get through it.
Well, yeah, because everybody wants answers when they're mad about something.
I know that's right.
You're like, why did this happen? Or why is it like this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're always looking for answers. Absolutely. Yes. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Ebony, I like it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you for
telling you, because it doesn't piss you off any further. Yeah. And like, it just helps you understand, okay, well, what just happened? Is it even worth me getting that mad?
No, nothing ever is, usually.
Because
it hurts your feelings. Yes. More than anything. Right.
And then no lie, then everybody starts crying.
Yeah, exactly. Ebony. Hey, thanks for calling, Ebony. We appreciate you.
Y'all have a beautiful day.
Bye. All right, don't get mad at nobody.
I mean, DC, what was your thought process behind it?
No. All right. The phone. Ebony, bye.
She just played her own game.
I hung up on her. Oh, I didn't want no smoke. I didn't want no smoke. I hung up on her.
I love all of these texts. Somebody said, has your kid ever said that you as a parent is embarrassing them? My wife was hurt and cried for days. Say yes. My kids tell me I embarrass them all the time, but I don't cry for days anymore. I just roll my eyes and stop.
You get to a point where you don't care no more.
Well, I mean, the other day I brought up something and they looked at me and they went, Mom, this is an awkward conversation. It was about puberty and I was trying to have an, and they were like, stop. And I went, okay.
All right.
Noted.
Walked away.
But they straight up looked at me and they were like, this is embarrassing. Like, we don't need to talk about this. And I went, okay, if we don't need to talk about this, great. Because it's my first time as a parent. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
It's like, I was trying to be professional, but cool.
Feedback received.
Management noted.
Noted. We will never talk about this again. Ever. Ever. Oh my gosh. So there you go. We see all your texts. And somebody said, Ebony, that's good because some people never know their wrongs.
Mm-hmm. Or ever try to find out.
I would say. And some people know their wrongs. They just don't take accountability, right?
Yeah, it's called ignoring them. Deflect.
That's most people, yeah.
Boo thing. So I don't give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh.
We've got tickets to see NF coming up after 8 o'clock, and you can win a trip to see Taylor Swift in London. We're sending you to the UK to see Tay-Tay.
Well, can we call it the Tay-UK Flyaway?
Sure.
Or is that too much of a mouthful?
Sure, just by listening on the Odyssey app. It's a mouthful, but sure.
Is it a tongue twister?
Why not? You know what we meant.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore, Tay in the UK.
Yes, sure. Whatever you said.
Tay Flyway in the UK.
Just download the Odyssey app and listen that way. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Because if you listen through the app instead of your radio, same thing, then you get entered to win that trip, hopefully.
It is not the same thing because you're getting entered to go see Tay in the UK when you listen on the Odyssey app.
That's right, actually. Thank you. And a trip for four at that.
Boom.
So now what? Pretty awesome. All right, yeah. Coming up next, we've got What Would DZ Do? So don't go anywhere. It's a dating issue.
Uh-huh. You Yikes. Love it.
I do.
I know. That's what I'm talking
Makes
to.
Makes me feel better about my messed up life. Yeah, Kiss FM, it's next.
Yeah. You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So, today the problem is a relationship one, huh?
Yep.
What's going on?
Yepperoni pepperoni.
What's the story and what's the problem?
Carrie hit us up and is wondering if it's a breakup situation. Mm-hmm. She needs our help, our advice. And said, so it's been 2 months since I started talking to this guy. He's really nice. And so far seems extremely loyal. Mm-hmm. There's only a couple things that get to me. I think he's kind of childish. He sometimes freaks out about stupid stuff, then apologizes immediately after. Mm. Or other times, he's usually making jokes. So I never know if he's being serious or not. Jokes aren't even funny, in my opinion. And it sounds like he's whining or talking trash most of the time, but he's quote-unquote joking. Mm. I don't know, but it's getting on my nerves.
Okay.
I'm wondering if we should end things. Just let it go or keep trying. My friends say to keep trying.
Aww.
He's cute and nice. Is it just me? Am I the wet blanket? Should I loosen up? Do you think these are real reasons to end things? I just got out of a two-year-long toxic situation 8 months ago, so am I just settling? He is really cute, but I don't want to be rude, but is that enough? Carrie.
So they're having these moments where he gets upset and then he apologizes.
Mm-hmm. Which we know is kind of an unfortunate cycle.
Yes.
That's something that somebody's got to address on their own, though. Mm-hmm. Right?
You would want that to stop after 20 times of that. Sure.
If you're not willing to work with somebody through that, then yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, because you have to set boundaries. But then it gets hard if people don't respect the boundaries. After a while, you go, I'm out.
And the bros are childish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're dealing with a guy. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it.
You're like, they're so simple and basic. Just tell them flat out.
I think I've said this a lot of times. Men don't grow up. We grow beards. For real. We could be childish. Ask my wife. It is a fact. Fact yeah. of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is why we thrive in humor, because it's just kind of how we always deal, how we always do, and what we always settle in. It's a,
true.
It's like a safety net.
And almost, you guys also let things go a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you get mad, all of a sudden you're over it, and then we'll be like, no, I'm mad and you're over it. What do you mean you're over it? Like, well, now I'm mad.
Wait.
Because you know how we are. Like, you guys let it go.
Yeah.
And we're like, but hold on. Let me tell you about April 23rd, 2019, guy. You want to talk about it?
Oh, you want to talk about it? Carrie's kind of stuck in a bind because it's a matter of, is this worth it for you? It doesn't matter what your friends are saying.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's not like you're going to go and then the next relationship you find is going to be the most mature guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, just maybe, you're not ready to be with anybody. And it's your body's internal way of going, it's getting on your nerves because you need to find your own peace. Maybe it's got nothing to do with buddy. Maybe this has got something to do with you.
Oh, you think it's her?
Yeah. Why is she immediately jumping to ending the relationship?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about dating people and times they've done wacky stuff and then me going, okay, don't ever do that again. And if they had done that repeatedly and repeatedly, there's no way I would have stuck through that. I can see sticking through it five times, but that like 20 now, we're like, now you're just throwing a fit every time.
2 months. How many times in two months would you say is acceptable? Give a spitball.
Or
ballpark.
Is it a red flag that you're getting in the first 2 months and you should bolt now before you're too invested?
Hey, if this is a red flag for you, I'm not going to stop you. But I don't think it is until it continues. She just said it's getting on my nerves. Mm. And I'm sorry, you don't find them funny. I mean, look into your relationship. If you're not going to enjoy this guy's humor ever in life, maybe this isn't the relationship for you.
Yeah.
But it feels like this is more of a Carrie thing than her boo.
Maybe they're too different.
Maybe they're just too different. But her friends are telling her to stay.
Yeah.
He's really nice. He's really cute. Oh my gosh, girl, look at that butt.
Because if you're a good communicator and you're with someone who's a bad communicator, that's going to blow up at some point if they don't become a better communicator. Like at some point that you're going to hit a place where it just doesn't work anymore.
And
if they don't fix it.
I'm assuming she's told them, your jokes aren't that funny. You're not that humorous. But at the same time,
it sounds like she doesn't even like, she's got to know him. She doesn't like him.
It's been 2 months.
That's what I mean.
It's been 2 months.
That's
man.
Why you're like, keep going. And I'm like, or just drop it at this point. Who cares?
She got into a two-year-long bad relationship. And within 1 year, 8 months, got into another relationship.
Yeah.
She went from a 2 year to a 2 monther.
Yeah.
And is probably having some PTSD flashbacks. Mm. I'm sticking to my guns. Pew, pew on this one. I think it's on
her. Whether she gets in another relationship or not, she's going to have PTSD. Trust me.
Right. Maybe that's what I mean. Maybe like, she just needs her me time. It's not about dude. It's not about her boo. Mm. This is about her and her going, oh, I'm getting exasperated in this. It's because you're not ready to be with somebody.
Maybe. All right. 414-533-1037. What do you think she should do? DZ said, this is not about the guy. This is about her. Chill out, right?
Yeah.
Have some me time.
Get some me time. And maybe if that me time is the breakup, then yes, breakup.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to hear what you guys think. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. So the problem is Carrie has been dating this guy for 2 months and she's not a fan of his... What should we call them?
His antics.
Okay.
His jokes. He's kind of getting on her nerves. She doesn't find him as funny as he thinks. He's the funniest person he knows.
Yeah.
And she's not. She's not in agreement.
If you... Is she
the wet blanket she
wants
to know?
I don't know, because if you don't think your partner's funny, you're going to be annoyed with them your whole damn life.
All her friends think he's funny and cute and disagree with her, but she's thinking, do we break
up? This happens all the time with husbands and wives. You're like, your husband's so funny, and the wife's like, uh-huh, because I live with him. He's not funny. Eye roll. Sure.
You want him?
Everybody says that when you don't live with somebody.
Your cousin's so great.
Oh my gosh.
People say that to my wife all the time. She'll come home and tell me, be like, people were bragging about you. And I hate it.
And she's like, and I rolled my eyes because I know better.
She said, oh yeah, try living with him.
Saucy Sandra's on the phone. We'll start with her and her theme song. Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hi. Morning, Sauce.
All right. What do you think Carrie should do? Should she put up with it five times and then bolt, which is my advice?
No. She should bolt now. Oh. I'm sorry. Cuteness. Just because somebody's cute, that's why you're staying with them. It's not cute and it drives you nuts. Believe me, how many times has somebody's cute gotten me into too many bad times? You know what I'm saying?
Blinded
get
by the
out
light.
Now, especially if it drives you crazy, get yourself out of there.
This is so Love is Blind, which I'm currently binging on, how they make the connection emotionally and then they see them in person and all of a sudden their attraction changes and you realize you lost everything that you had emotionally and now you look at them and go, well, that one's cuter, even though I had no connection with that one.
Which
and
is
it's
wild.
All looks.
Which is wild because it's all looks. It's got all nothing looks. To do with personality. You connect with somebody on a deep level and then go, but they don't look like how I painted the picture in my head. I'm out.
Yeah, which says more about you. Physical attraction, it does mean a lot.
Yeah. It's people's initial way of meeting, which is why the show is so popular. But even Carrie saying he's cute, but she's not trying to be rude. Is it enough? Mm-hmm. Saucy saying no, it's not enough.
This soon, I would bolt too if it was this many like times in a row that he was annoying me. I'd be like, I've only been with you for 2 months. I should think you're the best person, like my friends do right now.
Right?
I should think you're great.
Let me ask y'all: have you guys ever not necessarily found a guy funny at first, and then he grows on you a little bit? The more you talk, you're like, okay, maybe he is a little funny.
You're saying at first we don't find him funny, and then he gets funnier?
And then you start to understand his humor a little bit better, and then he gets funnier, and eventually you're like, okay, he's not
so
bad.
Probably.
Yeah, kind of in a way, but yeah, no, if you're driving me nuts right away, no. I'm out of it.
Yeah, it's like, okay. I don't even, it's because then we're not even building the love. I don't even like you.
Right. That baby whining. Yeah. No. It's not cute.
Touche, Saucy. Touche. She says, cut it.
Thanks,
run, girl.
Saucy. I'm with you. DZ's not. He says, stick with it.
No, you're crazy.
No, I said cut it if you need to.
Oh, cut it if you need to. Okay.
No, you blamed it on her and said it was her fault.
All right, Saucy, call me out. Fine.
Totally
bye.
Am.
Bye, Saucy,
all
bye.
All of a sudden, he's making a joke and we got to go. Peace. Look at that.
Whoops. Me getting called out? Deflecting? What? Nah, jokes.
All right, let's go to a dude. Rico's on the phone in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rico.
Wepa. Good morning. Wepa.
Morning.
So, what do we think?
So, I think that, she's already having issues with the guy in the first 2 months, and she's driving her cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
That, she just needs to take a step back and just start focusing on herself. I mean, you're going to go through 2 months of already a guy annoying you. You might as well just, send him off in the pasture to somebody else to drive them nuts.
Yeah.
Set him up.
No, thanks. If it's like this in the beginning, ugh, what are we doing?
Yeah, if it's already going crazy in the beginning, she's already annoyed by the guy. Oh, yeah, he's cute. Oh, my friends think he's awesome. It doesn't matter. She's already getting annoyed by the guy. Just give another 6 months and it's going to be a whole different situation.
Fair.
You know? I'm all about growth, but you can tell pretty quickly if someone's not a match for you.
You guys feel like
herself a headache if she's irritated with that guy.
You guys feel like this is enough? This is sufficient to just go, man, forget it.
This early in. I think if you had a more substantial relationship and you had been together for a lot longer, these would be ridiculous things to end it over.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
I would understand
if it was like a year or something like that, I'd understand that. But if it's 2 months, just give up and move on.
I don't like this person.
You're
not funny.
Cut it before it gets worse and deeper.
And before you
get
your feelings.
Because then you're just going to be spinning your head like Beetlejuice.
Yep.
Rico.
Exactly. Nice reference with it coming out this year.
I like it. If you don't get it, you're too little.
Exactly. Thanks, Rico.
Appreciate you, fam.
We'll keep reading your texts. We got calls. We got texts. So many things. It says, DZ, when Allie has red flags and dumps the guy, do you ever tell her it's her issue? Oh, well, no, because it's not my issue. It's always been his.
I was going to say, I usually know what the issue is. It ain't been Annalise yet, but when it is, I let her know.
The few you've seen, it's not been me.
No.
I'm not the problem, but I will happily admit it when I am.
And that is a quality that most people don't have.
I'm just never the problem.
Like I said.
I'm kidding. .7 Kiss FM, Ariana Grande. We can't be friends. New music from her.
I wonder why they can't be friends.
We all know why.
We know exactly why.
We all know why. Good morning, DZ.
Buenos días, Allie.
Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. Wait, Thanks for holding it down yesterday while I was gone.
Are you Allie or am I Allie?
I'm Allie.
Okay, cool.
And unless you want to be Allie, nobody wants to be Allie.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
I'll
take my chances at being DZ.
I missed you yesterday. How was your weekend?
Good.
Because the Bucks won. I know you were at the Bucks game because you're a host.
The Bucks won, man. Let me give you a quick recap of the weekend. Well, the Taylor Swift listening party.
I was so jealous. I missed that because I was at Hops for Hearts.
You were at Hops for Hearts.
The Pritzloff building, and you were at the Taylor Swift album release party on Friday.
At the rave,
I was jealous.
That was dope.
Yeah.
It was a really cool event. The rave had a few concerts going on, a few events going on that day or that night, so it was bustling.
The
building was bussing and bustling, and it was cool to see people that I hadn't seen in a while and get there, see the fans, Taylor fans, Kiss fans, all the fans.
It was a good night.
It was a great
you
night.
You looked like you had fun.
I did.
And then you had the game on Sunday.
They let me shoot the fog cannons.
Nice.
I wish they would have let me shoot the fog cannons on Sunday.
Oh.
Over at Fiserv Forum.
At the Bucks game.
At the Bucks game. But game one was absolutely electric.
I bet.
The energy from the immediate moment people walked in. Crazy.
The last time I went to a playoffs game was 2019. Or it had to be 2019. Or was it 20? Nah, maybe. I was gonna say, 21.
It could have been.
But
right,
either way, it's very memorable. No, yeah. It was 19 because I remember. That's how electric it is. You don't forget those games.
Sure.
You don't forget the playoff games. You just don't.
You don't.
You don't.
You just don't,
the
man.
The energy's insane.
It every game levels up and levels up and levels up and levels up. And speaking of every game, we got a game tonight.
I was going to say, tonight we go again.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave away tickets. I saw our winner. I didn't get a chance to call her, but we Ariana of Milwaukee, I believe.
Ariana got the ticks.
I'm sure she knows by now. They've called her and told her she's going.
We'll see you at game two. Hey, Ariana, if you see me out there, say what up.
And Giannis did not play at the first game.
He did not.
I saw that and I'm like, what?
They're taking a very light with this man, and I listen, I'm one of the fans that appreciates it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, because don't go out there and hurt yourself.
And quite frankly, Dame did his thing, so we're all right. Not to get sportsy, you know what I'm saying? Like, but we're playing well. Mm-hmm. Game one looked good.
Yeah,
game two tonight, we got to look even better.
Nice. All right, we'll go Bucks. We're in the playoffs. We're gonna win tonight. We're gonna keep it going.
How are you feeling though? I do gotta ask.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm just run into the ground, and that's when you get sick. And I'm feeling better today. But I literally. It's charity season, and I mean that nonprofit season where I have something every weekend and it's nonstop, and that was kind of the mode. But I love doing that stuff.
Right,
that stuff feels good. You know, that's the best part. It's busy season, but
we're
happy. Yeah,
but it fills our heart. It fills our cup. Mm-hmm. My cup runneth over with joy.
We use our mic to talk a lot of smack, so I like to use it as well to do good things in the community. So it balances out.
Life's about balance.
You know, you gotta the devil and the angel.
Speaking about balance.
Coming up next with Am I the Jerk?
Ooh.
Is your wife really a part of this?
Is my wife a part of this? Listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now, bro. My wife is the jerk.
Is DZ's wife the jerk?
You know, I don't even need people to call. The answer's done. We're done. Am I the Jerk is over. No, joke.
Texted me and said, I have for Am I the Jerk, is Aaron the Jerk? And I said, Aaron's never the jerk.
You and her would agree.
I got to hear this next. All right. Am I the Jerk coming up next? And we're going to see if DZ's wife is the jerk. Finally, not me.
Allie and.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today on Am I the Jerk, is DZ's wife, Erin, a jerk? I don't even know what the problem is, and I already know the answer. She's not the jerk. Have a great day.
Well, we're split because I'm saying she is the jerk. We're 50-50 already.
I don't even know what the issue is, so I'm dying to hear this with everybody else because I want to know.
Dog. All right. So let me start from the top.
Okay.
Over the weekend, we were here at the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pop by. Off hours, and I noticed that I got a package.
Oh.
Now, I had forgotten that I was actually expecting this package.
Okay.
Because it was sent from the homies.
Okay.
You know? And I went, oh yeah. Oh, that's nice to notice.
Some friends sent you a package to work.
To work.
Got it.
I was like, this is dope.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Throw it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily forget about it, but we go about our day, go to the store right after we leave here. Get home, and I turn my back 2 seconds, two dang seconds.
Yeah.
And when I turn back around, my package is open. Completely.
How did I know that's where you're going next? Did you know what was in it already?
Kind of.
Okay.
I didn't know what exactly. Exactly. But I knew what it was because it's a, so if you're familiar with the store, All Goods, or All Good, it's a vintage store. They got two locations. Y'all know where it is. It's a Milwaukee staple. But
I don't, but I never heard of it. So I'm into this. Well, go on.
They got
All
one in,
Goods.
One in
got
Stylist,
it.
One in Bayshore.
Got it.
Right?
Okay,
they got vintage clothes.
All Good.
And they hit All Good. But I like it. But they've got, man, and I should have worn the hoodie today. Would have gave you the best image.
Yeah.
Because the hoodie is dope, but I didn't know what they were sending me. They hit me up and were like, hey, What's your size? 2X. They're like, we're sending you something to the station. I was like, bet, fam. Appreciate
it. So you didn't know what specifically was in it. You just knew they were sending you something.
Just knew.
You drove home. You got home.
Turned around.
And your wife opened it.
My wife opened my dang package. I didn't know what was in it. She didn't know what was in it. I was about to do a little reveal video. I was thinking about opening it on camera. I was trying to do the social media thing.
Oh, she ruined the content.
But gave us other content, right? But I went, dang it. And this isn't the first time she's done this.
Right. She probably thought you didn't care about it because you didn't open it.
Which do I? I'm like, but at the same time, I'm like, dang, bruh, you just stay opening packages. You impatient little... You know what I'm saying?
You said, leave my stuff alone. No, if somebody opens my stuff, I flip out.
Right?
Yes, 100%.
And I was like, oh,
100%. Like, if I have a package and I don't know what it is and somebody opens it, I'd be like, what the hell?
So I went, you're a jerk.
And then what did she say?
No, I'm not.
Somebody said, jerk. What if it was a surprise for her and she ruined the surprise?
And that would have been a good take because I did get it sent to work. But then think about it like this. Had it been a surprise, I would have never let her see the package.
True.
She would have never seen it until it was ready to go. She wouldn't have even known. Right?
True.
And when we got in the car, I handed it to her and she was like, oh, what's this? I was like, I'm not sure, but she knew the brand. I've been there. I've purchased from them before. Mm-hmm. So she knew exactly what it was. She was like, oh, that you ordered something? I was like, no, they just sent me
something.
That's
a good wifey question. Oh, you ordered something? What'd you buy?
Right. She was like, oh, why'd you get it sent to work?
Oh, it's all looking shady.
So
now
her curiosity was like, I want to know what's
in
it.
She's like, what do you mean he got a package and he sent it to work? Now it's all coming together. Why she's like, what's going on with this package? That's funny.
Curiosity got the best of her and she said, shoop, opened up my package.
Somebody wrote in and said, not a jerk. We're women and we know it would have been sitting there for days. That part.
Shots fired.
That part. I am with Aaron on that. Like, I think you would have turned around and been busy with your stuff.
Maybe.
Your kids.
I was getting ready to go because I had rehearsal, so I wasn't necessarily going to open it in that moment.
Somebody said, jerk, it's like opening someone else's birthday present. Oh, boy. Here go the lines.
She blew out my candles.
Okay. She blew out your candles. 414-533-1037. To whoever texted in, get a glitter bomb mailed to yourself and let her open it. Come on.
I like it.
This is not worthy of her being a glitter bomb.
If only I didn't despise glitter, I would really try it.
Aaron opened the package he was never going to open. She did you a favor.
Okay, let's see what the listeners say. Not is my jerk. Wife the jerk for opening my package?
TZ says yes. I say no. She was helping you out. You're welcome. We'll talk to you next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I cannot with you guys. Whoever texted in, take it to the cops. That's a felony.
It is illegal. But did I waive those illegalities when I exchanged vows with her? Did I give her the right to open my mail?
You sure did.
Is this a part of the for better or worse clause?
When she took your name, that's when she said, I can open your mail. We're talking about how is Deezy's wife the jerk because he got a package delivered to the radio station. She was here when he picked it up. And then they took it home, and she opened it before he got a chance to. And he was like, that's a jerk move. But I think she was helping you out. Lala's on the phone.
I was going to say, and before we get to Lala, let me just say, do I genuinely care?
No.
It's my wife. I was standing really close when she opened it. I just didn't see her open it.
I think everyone knows you're not really actually mad at her, but I think it's a great discussion on whether or not it was a jerk move because I think we all can land there. You know what I mean? In our opinion in this. Let's go to Lala, Destiny's wife. Lala, they just had a baby.
They just had a baby.
How's the baby?
Hey,
sir.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Jinx. All right, Lala. Is DZ the jerk, or actually is Aaron the jerk for opening DZ's
package? Thank
you.
Stop trying to spin it on me.
Sorry.
Heck no, she's not the jerk. Y'all married.
just like that. What's mine is hers.
Yeah. But the thing is, what I do when Destiny gets a package, I'm like, ooh, babe, you got a package. Can I open it? Ask.
Hey, and she has done that, and I've always said yes.
Right.
There
so
you go.
Maybe
so
under
she
that.
She probably assumed, you know, that you said yes. Yeah, to opening the package, but you know, but no, she's not a jerk.
Okay.
Aaron, you good.
See, Aaron, I agree. I agree, Lala. And somebody texted in and said packages should only be opened by the person whose name is on it. Well, Lala said not if you're married.
No.
According to Lala, my name is her name, so.
Yeah, if it has the same last name as me, oh, babe, you know, you got a package. Can I open it? Uh-huh. Or, you know, I just opened your package. You got this.
She's like that, too. She loves to open stuff. I can't take that surprise and thrill from her, man. Okay, Lala, I hear it.
Okay, and she says, not the jerk. Thanks, Lala.
You're welcome.
Bye. Amber's in Hartford. Let's go to her next. Amber sounded very passionate. Amber, how are you?
Dutchie, good morning.
I'm excellent. How are you guys?
You know, good. Well, we're great. DZ might be the jerk here for calling the wife the jerk. But
hey, hold on. Let's work this one out first before we move on to the next one.
Is Aaron the jerk for opening his package?
Okay, after 12 years of marriage, almost, you know, I have to say she is the jerk, and here's why. Because I used to do the same thing and have humbled myself to realize it's a jerk move for me to do. My husband, you know, 9 times out of 10, you go to the mailbox and it's all bills or, you know, whatever, crap.
Trash.
And my husband was like, but that was my Capital One bill, or that was my Aurora medical bill statement, whatever. So I'm like, fine. Whatever. And then he also threw out, and by the way, it's also illegal. I'm like, whatever.
I won't touch your mail.
He was about to Mirandarize you.
These men acting like they're going to snitch on us. They're so full of it when a guy tries to pull that.
Put a hands on his hip, said, I'm going to tell the mailman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as a wife, I go, fine, let's call your bluff. So after having things sitting on the counter and annoying the crap out of me and whatever, finally I'm like, look, if you don't open this right now, I'm going to do it or I'm going to throw it away. That's your
open
option.
Open it now.
Look at this giant pile that I've let sit because you want to open your own mail.
And she takes her finger and she slides it across her throat and says, now I'm slicing it open.
She said, open the mail.
Do you want dinner or do you want your junk mail, bro? I have to say, though, in the same regard, like, obviously we share the same Amazon Prime account and stuff like that. So we do put the parameters, like, around Christmas or our birthday times, like, don't open anything.
Yeah, that
you
makes
know,
sense.
Because it could and be a knew. Gift for you.
She knew, Amber, it was under surprise. Yeah. I wouldn't have even let it get that far had I known it was something she was about to receive. Mm-hmm. Granted, she's probably going to wear the hoodie because it's an amazing fabric, thick, nice, and beautiful. So she's like, ooh, this is a good hoodie. Ooh.
Somebody texted in and
said, it's yours, so of course she will.
It's hers now.
Well, it's hers now. They said she took your name and your package. Ha ha.
Yes. What's yours is hers and what's hers is hers.
Honestly, when you get divorced, it goes down the middle anyway, so what the hell? She just cut it in half. Give her half the hoodie.
She already owns all the hoodie. Who are you kidding? Amber, we appreciate it. She says, yeah, she's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great day, Amber.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
People are texting in like crazy. They said packages should only be opened by the person. We talked about that one whose name is on it. Somebody said, yes, don't open without asking, especially a package. What if it is a gift and you ruin it? We've kind of addressed
that. We've covered that base, yeah.
Melissa's in Hubertus, last but not least, and she's going to end up being the tiebreaker this morning. Hey, Melissa.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
Now, people are saying not the jerk. She was just helping him out.
True. And in her defense, I may have let the package sit there for a little bit longer had she not been proactive.
Well, you're building her case, not yours.
I'm trying not to sleep on the futon tonight. Melissa, good morning.
What do you think? Who's the jerk, Aaron or DZ?
Okay, I'm saying Aaron's the jerk.
Ooh.
Damn.
And the reason that I'm saying that is because, like, okay, so I've been with my man for 10 years. We have 2 kids together. Mm-hmm. We're not married, but, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. What it is what it is.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. So, like, we, like,
I get packages almost like every day from Amazon, like wherever, but like he does not touch them. Mm. Like he'll bring them in the house, but he does not touch them. And I don't care if I'm getting like Oreos or if I'm getting like jewelry, whatever, like he should not open those.
No.
Like that is my business.
That's my money. It's her box to open.
Yeah, his money is his money, and that's
Lord.
The way it goes.
Oh.
So.
This is, yeah. I mean, yeah, in your mind, not legally. If you're actually married, but okay. What's mine is mine, and what's his is his. Not really.
No. If only it was like
Did
that,
Did you sign
no?
the dotted line? Then not really, honey.
No, that's
well,
good.
Well, what's his is mine, too. So.
Oh,
there
and,
it is.
And the truth comes out.
There it was. I knew
I
that was coming.
I knew it.
There it was.
Don't open my box, but what you got in yours.
I was married
right?
once.
Oh my God.
Melissa, you crack us up.
All right.
Dog.
So you say Aaron's the jerk, though. That's where we're landing. Okay.
Today, Aaron's
yeah.
the jerk.
The jerk. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Melissa. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Somebody said, DZ, you're married. It's one of the many joys of marriage.
I mean, I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of to what Melissa was just talking about, though, I don't open her packages.
Mm.
I genuinely don't. If she tells me to, yeah. Otherwise, I'll just let her know, hey, you got some.
Why don't you open them? You don't care?
I don't care.
Well, see,
we
care what's in them. We want to know.
Not my box, not my problem.
Well, we're curious. We need details. We're women. We want to know when, why, how, where, when did it get here, who ordered it, who sent it, how much was it, what size is it, can I wear it? I got a lot of questions.
Yes, the answer is yes. So all of your questions, yes.
Okay, that was what I needed to know. Now I feel better once I've opened it. Sorry, Aaron, I tried.
Hey, me too, baby.
You're so full of it. I'm sleeping in your bed. You're on the couch.
Facts.
Me and Aaron.
Facts. Oh, gosh.
Thanks, everybody, for giving your input today. Coming up next, I want to go off about a customer service story that happened locally that made me realize I don't know why I mess with this place, and I'm never going back again.
It happened to you?
Yep.
Ooh.
I've had enough. I did it to myself. I'm going to go off. Just hold on. Got another song to play. After SZA.
Holding.
She's coming to Summerfest. We cannot wait. She'll be here June 22nd. Kiss FM. Quitting? I did it to myself. I should have known that enough bad experiences. Just,
you can't quit.
I'm quitting it.
No, you can't quit.
You're right. I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting here, at least.
Okay. We can quit other things, but just not here.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. By the way, SZA just there. She's going to be at Summerfest June 22nd.
22nd?
I'm excited. 22nd?
Second?
I have so many concerts in my brain sometimes. I have to stop.
It's
and
hard.
Go, 22nd? Yep,
bruh.
That's the date.
Right. Well, with everything that we're doing, we got NF tickets, too. It's like, bro, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening.
Which NF is on the way, too.
Yes,
don't forget.
Absolutely. So, DZ, I finally got so fed up with a business that I had to quit them. And this takes a Uh-oh. Lot for me because I, like many other people, something bad in the world happens. We get all worked up and we forget about it a week later. Let's
mm-hmm.
be real.
Or an hour later.
And that a lot of times includes bad customer service because I go, maybe it was the person I dealt with that day who sucked and not the
not
business.
The business.
And, or maybe it was that day they were understaffed. I've reasoned.
Overwhelmed.
Justified. I make all the excuses for people. And yesterday it was enough
mm-hmm.
because I needed a prescription. This was the last thing I needed in my life.
You weren't feeling good, right?
And so I go, and I have slowly over time started switching my medicines to a CVS pharmacy because they're in Target. I'm not going to lie. And every time I need one, I have to go to Target.
It's easier.
And it ends up being great.
Convenience.
What the heck? I got to go to Target to get my prescription again.
Might as well spin the aisles.
And I've had great experiences with the one I've been going to. So I've kind of slowly been transitioning my meds over there and it's worked out.
Okay.
Well, there's one medicine that got sent to a different pharmacy, of course, because there's all these pharmacies in your my chart, mm-hmm. and I have kids, and there's different ones for them, and my ex uses
the history
them.
You get there, the picture. Right, I get it. There's options for pharmaceuticals.
So this prescription I needed got sent to the old pharmacy that I had had so many bad experiences at, to the point where I would go to this pharmacy, and I would sit in the drive-thru for, I'm telling you, 30 to 45 minutes. So I started going inside, and I would wait in line
for 30 to 45 minutes.
It was only this one pharmacy of this big chain of branch places that shall remain nameless. And so I said, I'm done with this place. But then I had to go get it. They screwed me again, and I'm finally done. I had the prescription was sent on Friday.
Okay.
And they said, it won't be ready until Monday. And I thought, huh, for a one-hour prescription service, 3 days seems like a long time, but okay.
Y'all closed over the weekend?
Okay. And guess what happened when I went in yesterday? I had waited the time they said it was going to be ready. Right. Still not ready. Still pulled up in the drive-thru, and I said, I need my prescription. And she goes, we can have that ready in 15 minutes. And I lost it. And I went, so for 2 days, I waited. And then I come and say, I'm here now. I gave you 2 days to fill it. And you're telling me now you're going to take the 5 minutes to fill it?
You snapped.
I snapped.
I would have. Oh, yeah. I would have lost it.
I went, why are you doing this to sick people? Why? And why are you doing this?
I mean to laugh.
I mean, it's crazy, right?
Why are you doing this to sick people?
And then I go, you guys are the worst.
Like, you love to watch the world burn.
So I didn't even turn and look at her. I look straight ahead, and she's staring at me in the drive-thru. So I'm looking straight ahead, and I didn't turn to the left. I was so annoyed. She goes, can you just come back?
No, I'm going to sit right here for 15 minutes.
Said, uh-huh.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I whipped out of there, and I immediately was like, who can I complain to? All weekend, you're telling me you couldn't have my prescription ready, but as soon as I'm in your face, and I said, I'm done.
Now you hop to it.
So this was the customer service moment that made me quit a business.
It should have been done.
This has been going on. I've tried you guys repeatedly. You're a mess. Mm-hmm. Even if it was a staffing issue the other 19 times, I think we're done.
I'm sorry. A staffing issue day of, I understand. But when it's supposed to be ready one day,
you're just
and
lying
they say
to me.
3 days?
And then your app's telling me I got to wait 2 days when I walk in and you're telling me, oh, it's ready. Just to give us 5 minutes.
No. That means it's not ready.
Horrible?
That's not ready.
And you know, there were so many people in line, and I was watching this going, and this is the problem. What are you doing?
Oh, I've stood in line for over 40 minutes for prescriptions.
It's crazy.
Because it's terrible staffing, and
terrible.
I mean, the customer service, I will say, was at least to par to be apologetic and
DZ?
All that, but when you at the pharmacy, it is not it, and you're not trying to stand there. People get awkward standing in that line already.
It's Mm-mm. the craziest pharmacy Mm-mm. I've ever seen, and I'm sticking with my Target CVS now. I'm moving on with my life because I just walk in and shout out to them, and I get my prescription, and I keep moving right to where I want to be in Target.
You make the switch.
5 minutes or less every single time. Yet I go to this other place, minimum 30-minute wait. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
I hate to say it, but 30 minutes is a lot of time out of your day.
That's especially in a drive-thru.
Because realistically, it turns into an hour.
And I'm telling you guys, I've walked in and tried to do the exact same thing, and then I stand there and I wait, and because you think, well, it can't be long inside. Mm-hmm. If the drive-thru's this long. No, it's both.
Because think about 30 to 40 minutes wait time, right? Add the 10 minutes it took you to drive there and then to drive home. Maybe you stopped and did something else. That's an hour out of your day, mm-hmm. dog. That's what
exactly.
I mean. That's where my math goes. 30 minutes is basically an hour.
Somebody said the thing with staffing issues is if it's every time, they're just a bad business.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
I've had
Everybody's
plenty of those.
Texting and saying, gotta be this place, gotta be this place.
I'm not
saying who it is. I'm telling you who it's not. It ain't CVS.
No names.
It ain't Pick and Save. It ain't Walmart. And I'm done. But I'm done going to this pharmacy over and over. And I can't.
I don't blame you. No, I would have definitely had some choice words and then might have stormed out, but it would have been worth it. And I definitely would have made sure that my prescriptions don't go there no more.
Never, never again. I did it to myself by even accidentally letting one slip through the cracks.
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable. 414-533-1037. If there was like a customer service moment that finally made you quit a business, because I feel like I gave them chances and chances.
And
years.
And it's always the bad businesses that we keep giving chances
Why?
And chances and chances
Stupid.
To. I got a story for you, dog. I do.
I also want to know why all these people are continuing to wait in line with me. Are they with me? Are they also at their wits' end?
We're all just dumb.
There are pharmacies everywhere. We're good. We're done with this one.
we don't know no better, y'all. We keep trying.
Oh, I see the phones. All right. I can't wait to hear your story. We'll talk to everybody else next. Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So we do have concert tickets on the way to see NF.
Show do,
show gonna do. Going to be at Fiserv Forum on May 8th, but hold on because we're too busy complaining. And by complaining, I mean me. I went off about how I had the worst experience ever at the same pharmacy. I don't know why I mess with them. And one prescription got slipped through the cracks and I had a horrible experience again. So I'm just on fire today, and we're talking about our experiences. Mila's on the phone. We'll start with her first, because she had something to say about my experience, and then I got to hear your story, DC.
Oh, I got you. I got you for sure. Good morning, Mila.
Good morning.
Hey. The evil laugh.
I tell you, she got that Cruella de Vil.
Oh, Mila. I'm quitting a business. It's happening. I'm done. I've had enough.
She's over. She's over it, Mila.
I know, and I get it, because people don't watch training videos anymore. Customer service sucks, and I want to know what happened.
Man.
Oh, that's right. I can tell you what happened. People go to work, and they don't realize that us as the customers give them a job, and they're just like, whether you come or not, we're still getting paid.
Man, that's not true.
After COVID mess, I don't know, but customer service really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually cook more at home now because of it.
Yeah, even going out sometimes is not that much fun. Somebody texted in and said, I work at a Pick and Save pharmacy. There's absolutely no reason an antibiotic takes 3 days. Thank you. At my pharmacy, those are done as soon as they drop it in the system. Totally unacceptable. I'm well aware that this whole scenario was a mess, that they told me it was going to take 2 days, and then when I showed up went, oh, we'll have it ready in 15 minutes. Like, they just, my prescription sat there, and nobody cared, period.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm done. That's
what
it.
Said.
That's nobody cared. They set it down and waited till I showed up and then told me to circle back again.
Right.
And we're done.
Right.
We're done.
They said, sorry.
Now I'm getting triggered. See, Mila, I gotta go. This is enough.
We love you.
I love you, Mila.
We love you, baby.
Oh, wait. This is my day three.
It is day
is
three.
Mila working towards a theme song?
Hey, Mila doing her thing.
I was on yesterday.
Yup. Mila, she's on point. And you know what? I know Mila ain't capping. She's not going to lie to us. She's on day three. She's right.
You got it.
Let's go, Mila.
Mila, we're putting you on the board. Day three.
Tomorrow, day four, Mila. Let's go.
If you call five days in a row, you get your own theme song. And so, Mila, you're on your way. Let's go.
What's Cruella DeVille's theme song again?
Okay, for the goal.
Bye,
Mila. Bye. All right, DZ, what happened with you? You had a story before we get to the rest of the callers.
I got too many stories, but one in particular is I'm extremely weary of ordering from food delivery services.
Ah.
The third-party food delivery services at that.
Yeah, you won't receive it. I'm all about it.
I'd rather go pick it up myself. Mm-hmm. If the place, franchise or local business, mm-hmm. if they don't offer their own delivery, mm-hmm. I'd rather go get it myself than to get it delivered through a third-party service.
That's fair, but I ordered a pizza for my kids directly from a restaurant the other day, and guess who delivered it? DoorDash.
Mm.
So I ordered it on the restaurant's app, and they still had DoorDash service it. So just so you know, I went directly to their app.
It was one of the powered
and
buys.
And then I got DoorDashes on its way, even though I ordered through the app. So I'm just saying.
And I hate that they're doing that. And I'm not naming no names. You know what I'm saying? But there's been multiple experiences where my food is either stolen, my food doesn't come correct, or my food is never delivered, canceled, and I've reached out. And time and time again, it has never been a satisfactory fix. So I'm done.
Weird.
I'm done.
That's so weird, because I order stuff all the time, and it's like, they refund me so quick, or like...
Customer service is trash.
Yeah.
You can't get a hold of anybody, because you try to call, and it's all automated stuff. It's leading you to email somebody, and you know the email's going to go to some dead robot inbox. Man, I am done. I'm not ordering through... like I said, can't go pick it up. I'm not hungry.
You've had enough experiences with whatever the business is. You're done.
I'm done.
I get it.
Done.
You're like, you've played me enough here.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Don't finesse me.
Mm-hmm.
I finesse you.
Well, Julie's in... you hold on. Julie's in Burlington. Let's go to her next. Hi, Julie.
Morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're going off about what made us snap with businesses and quit them forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And I want to say I know exactly which specific place you were speaking of. And I wanted to touch on the 2 days thing because I have some prescriptions as well where it'll, on the app, it'll tell me, hey, you know, it'll be ready 2 days. And ordinarily it'll say 2 days at a specific time. Mm-hmm. I've had times where I have waited those 2 days, gone in a few minutes after the specific time, and it's still not ready.
Right. And you even get the whole little alert. It's good to go.
Wait,
it's good to go.
I didn't even get the it's good to go. I just got the it will be ready by Monday at 11 a.m. And when I tried to go, it was,
yeah,
we'll get that filled right now. I'm like, for 2 days, you sat there on my prescription and did nothing.
Nothing.
And for me, it's a recurring prescription. It's not like it, you know, it's something new each time. So, you know, I don't, you know, maybe the first time, okay, I'm kind of like you. I'll try and reason it out and go, okay, well, this might be going on.
I will give people breaks and I will try to justify businesses. Okay, today's a bad day. They're understaffed. They hired one bad employee. They got to get rid
of.
They
look stressed. Whatever.
I'm done. Like,
but every time? Every time
I go there and I for a medicine, I mean, this is healthcare. You're supposed to be caring about people. You don't.
That's just bad business. That's just bad business. I don't care.
Like DZ was saying too, I mean, you take into account the driving time. I mean, I don't live super far from this place, but there are times where, you know, I have kids, so I have to be here at this time, here at that time.
Julie,
so
I had to go
have
back.
The time to wait a half hour, you know?
Preach, preach, Julie.
You're telling a girl who was sick who had to go to the pharmacy twice yesterday. Two trips.
Oh, good God.
So, don't even start.
Julie, well, girl, I love it.
You're not alone. You're not alone.
Yeah, no, facts. Julie was spitting facts.
Thank you for venting with me, Julie. Have a great
you're
day.
You're very welcome. You guys too.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, best name ever. Allison is in West Dallas.
We got an Allison in Stallus.
Hey, Allison.
Hey.
All right. So, we're talking about when we lost it and finally quit a business for good.
Yeah.
And I think we're probably talking about the same pharmacy chain. I just recently gave up because of the same issue, just 2 days, never ready.
Yeah, 2 days.
I found out that it's a third party that's been filling their medications.
What?
Like a big distributor. So like that distributor will snatch up the prescription when it comes to them. And so like the building itself will never even see your prescription come through because the distributor took it first.
Okay, is that why they take an hour to find it? Because that was the other thing taking forever was I was watching people in the line because, I mean, I'm telling you, this drive-through farm, it was 45 minutes. It was crazy.
Oh, you're not the only person going through the problem.
When I got it, they handed it to me in some bag that looked like it had been shipped. And I'm like, what
is this?
Why did you need 15 minutes to get this for me?
Why is this in an Amazon box?
You bet you had to go through the, they basically probably had to go through boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And find it.
Yeah, they got to go through the shipments. That's not okay. I don't know.
I don't know if that's right, but
that does not sit right with me if that's true.
Listen,
right?
Allison,
and we don't know for a fact, but
even if that's the reason, I'm still mad. I don't even care. You know, I don't even care how they get it or why they get it or what they do. I don't care anymore.
It almost makes me more mad. Why are we going through third party subscriptions to get the medications that you guys can get for yourselves? What's the problem here?
And then it's in their building, and when you get there, they're like, oh, we can fill it in 15 minutes. And you're like, what?
Come on now, 3 days? Nah. Allison, Allie, we're all justified.
I'm telling
in this
you,
one.
I'm
we're together.
Sticking with my CVS and Target because they take 5 seconds and then I can shop.
United
That's
Front.
That's my go-to, and I'm leaving it at that because everybody's texting in about pharmacy issues and everybody's triggered now. And now I've realized this is not about customer service. This is about pharmacies.
We thought it was customer service.
People are mad. Oh, no. Vent away. We see you in the texts.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. No. I'm sorry that I let you down.
That guy right there, NF, gonna be at Fiserv Forum in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Crazy.
Yeah,
and
Jennifer.
The show's gonna be crazy.
Seriously, Jennifer's in Milwaukee. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well, surprise,
good
surprise.
Morning.
You're caller number 30. Congratulations. You're going to see NF at Fiserv Forum. I don't know why it sounds like there's things going on behind you.
It's a lot of excitement. The phone's excited, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
Jennifer,
you're
so welcome. Hold on, okay? We're going to get some more info from you.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right. Very nice. We'll have another chance for you to win tickets to CNF when he comes to town tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. So
and all week long, too. Y'all know that.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you come back for that. And if you want to see Taylor Swift in the UK, that's also up for grabs right now just by listening to us on the Odyssey app. Literally, you just listen for an hour, which you're already doing.
Right. Honestly.
Come on. And you're entered to win a trip to see Taylor Swift in London.
Might as well double dip the chip. Get you the Allie and DZ, and you could win a fly away to the UK to see Tay.
Exactly. So good luck with that. Download the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Coming up next, I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
Oh, I don't I don't even know if this is going to make sense, but well, you know I'm a weird one.
We don't make sense, so fine. After Nicki Minaj. Telling 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So what's going on over there?
All right. So I hope this is going to make sense, because sometimes you go through life and you go, I got to be the only one. You know, I'm definitely the only person. This, nobody else has lived this experience, or nobody else is the same way, right?
Nobody thinks like me.
Nobody thinks like me. Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. And then it comes out that no, people think very similar.
I'm the opposite, where I think everybody thinks like me and they don't.
Touché. But you're one or the other.
Totally.
And I'm the other. Right. So today, for example, looked at the date randomly and noticed that it was 4/23/24 and went, 4/23/24 and then 4/23/24 and then forwards and backwards, and it's 4/23/24 no matter how you look at the date today.
As long as you only say 24, not 2024.
Well, if you don't say when,
this is my thing about mine. See,
who says 2024?
Nobody. Nobody.
So it's 4/24/4/23/24 both forward and backward. And I went, I wonder if anybody's noticed this today.
That was what you wondered. You're like, I can't be alone on this.
And as somebody that is trash at numbers, I mean, numbers really mess me up.
Yeah.
Like, I'll see fours as sixes, nines.
Really?
As, numbers get all jumbled. It's
almost like you're dyslexic with numbers.
Dyscalculia.
It's a thing.
Dyscalculia. That I don't is know a how thing. To pronounce it. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's numerical dyslexia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I get tripped.
Interesting.
So I stare at numbers, and it tends to...
How hard?
Bad.
Like, no, I mean, like, I'm saying, I know you thought that was a question, but I was actually making it as a statement.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, how
Sorry,
hard.
Sorry, it
like,
did sound like it, a question, but I meant, how hard? Like, how much does that suck kind it of sucks. Thing? Like, I was like, oh, that sucks. To I meant, the, I should have said that sucks.
To the degree where I keep my watch analog so that I don't do digital, because I've got the clock hands memorized. I tell the time easier on an analog than
digital
I do looking at a digital clock.
That's wild.
You feel me?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's not a good time.
That would suck.
You basically have to be good at math to get numbers, and I
what
am
does that
neither.
Say? Go.
No. Okay. Okay. 8:33:09.
Okay. Okay. It took you, but you were doing that slow, like you weren't sure.
Because I have to look at each digit.
Yeah.
I can't just go 8:33, right? Now I can.
You know, because you know what time it is.
But if you go numbers now, I go, my brain short circuits.
Interesting.
So for whatever reason, numbers stand out to me because I spend so much time staring at
them.
Yeah. But then it translates to noticing other things.
Other weird stuff.
Random example, movies.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't you have somebody break the third wall or whatever and look at the camera when they're not supposed to. I will pick it up like that.
Oh.
When the Starbucks thing happened in Game of Thrones, I was the first person to see it. I can almost put money on it.
Ah, you were like, I noticed that. Nobody else saw this.
And I'm not the one that's going to go post it on social media, but when I saw it 2 days later, I went, oh, that?
Everybody did on 420. I kept seeing that one. That's the same thing backwards. Oh, my God, it's 4/20/24. Now do that backwards, guys.
Well, I wonder why everybody realized that to that day, huh?
Oh, God. God.
It's those quirk moments where I'm like, nobody notices these things. Ain't nobody like me. It's probably a lie.
Yeah.
But I was like, what weird things do people notice throughout their life, throughout the day? Mm-hmm. What's something you notice that you feel like other people don't pick up on right away?
Liars.
Allie got a sixth sense for the liars.
For some reason, that maybe it's just because I'm surrounded by them.
Yeah. I mean, fair.
I don't know. No, I know what you're saying. Like, why? What is it you pick up on before everybody else?
So it might be energy.
It might be energy. No, I'm not good at that.
It could be for some people.
No, that's not. No, I would have dated better people if I was good at that. And I didn't. So let's not pretend like I've got a good intuitive sense on men.
Allie said,
let's not.
That ain't me.
Nope. So for you, it's numbers and just like in general, seeing things people don't see.
Numbers.
You feel like
mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like for in shows, in movies,
sticks out in
visuals, mistakes for whatever reason stick out. If you're wearing a watch in one scene and the next scene you don't got the watch on, ooh, I'm the guy to rewind the movie.
Somebody texted in, by the way, and said that's all the 20s this month, the dates. I didn't think about that. 20, 21, 22. Like backwards, or maybe they're saying?
Yeah.
I noticed that yesterday, DZ. It's the whole 9 days of the 20s.
Ah, look at y'all. See?
All right. Well, so what else did you guys notice then, besides that?
What else do you notice that you think you noticed before
that
anybody
you think
else?
Nobody else sees. Huh?
Huh?
Seriously. 414-533-1037. Things you pick up on before anybody else does. I'm into it.
All right.
I'm going to come up with the list of all the things I know that you guys do not.
Mm-hmm. Who's better at what?
And they're going to be like, Allie, we know that. We'll talk to you next. I get my life right from the source, yeah, that's it. Somebody texted in and said, not sure if this is what you mean, but ever since 9/11 happened, I always look at the clock when it's 9/11, night and day.
Oh.
I actually do not believe that anything has changed. I believe you just notice the number 9/11 now when you look at the clock. Like, I look at my clock and my watch all day long, but the only numbers I remember are the significant ones. Oh, that's weird. It's 9/11 or it's 11/11.
Yeah.
I look at my clock all the time and I don't go, oh, it's 11:04. Weird. Because
times
we move on.
That means something stand out more to you.
It sticks out because of the number.
9:03 didn't stand out to you, but when you rechecked your watch a couple minutes later and it happened to be 9/11. And you went, whoa.
Some people 420 sticks out because it's relevant for you. And every time you see 420, you're like, hey, it's 420, guys. That's because it's top of mind.
But along that concept, like seeing like numerical quirks or any other quirks, mm-hmm. anytime it's 12:34, I'm always like 1, 2, 3, 4.
See?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Because you noticed it at that moment.
Or when it's 3:33, mm-hmm. my number's 3. Y'all know that. I have a little happy dance when it's 3:33 and I look at the clock.
Sarah in Milwaukee said, I'm with you on that one, Allie. For some reason, I can sense liars too. No. I don't. That's the problem.
Right. Like, no. Y'all,
they are lying to me the whole time.
Understood, Allie. No, she can sense the liars.
I attract them. I can't sense them. That seems to be the problem.
Get out of here.
Just get out of here. I'm telling the truth. What do you want?
Hey, speak your truth.
Name one guy I dated last year that wasn't a blatant pathological liar. You can't. Moving on. Okay. Let's go to Michelle in Hartford.
Man, I took too long to think.
Because there's not one. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Allie. There's got to be a great guy out there for you.
Not
there
really. Is. I'm there good. We both say, I say no. DZ says like, yes
there
at
is.
The same
there
time.
Is.
Michelle. No,
good morning.
There is.
All right.
Totally.
What do you feel like you are aware of that other people goes right over their head or you pick up on?
Well, shoplifting. I worked in retail for 20-some years off and on.
Oh.
And all I got to do is look at someone. And I just do the little head shake and the little side eye, and you put the shit back. And I'm like, come on, people.
Michelle. Oh, Michelle, wait. You're telling me you judge a book by its cover and decide if they're going to shoplift or not. Michelle, come on. Come on. No.
She's read enough novels, though. She knows the additions.
Exactly.
She knows the rom-coms from the true crimes.
Yeah, but have you actually proven this? Like, have you looked at someone and gone, I know they're going to shoplift, and then every single time they shoplift?
Yeah, good question.
Yep, Justice, their little girl's clothing store in Bayshore and Brookfield.
Yeah.
And I used to catch people all the time. I'm like, you don't want to do that, do you? Or you don't want that. You don't want that shirt in your purse.
You know what, Michelle? Samaritan. I could see you being that. She is the type of person you want in a store if you're about to shoplift, because she'll give you the warning. Like, I see you. You step out that door, I'm calling the cops. You putting it back or are you leaving?
I don't work here, but I see you.
You're like a shoplifter's dream.
Dream? Nightmare?
No, because it gives you a second chance.
Oh, got it.
She gives you a second chance before she calls the cops on you.
Normally, shoplifters want to shoplift.
I'm saying she's not a snitch. She's like, I'm warning you.
No, that's facts. That's
I see
facts.
You. Exactly. I see you.
Dang, she notices the thieves.
Yep.
She sees you out here robbing and stealing.
Well, they say takes one to know one.
Michelle. Ooh.
I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
No, Michelle. No problem.
I'm getting cut off. Okay, Michelle.
You're cut off. Yeah, Michelle.
Thanks
said,
for calling.
We appreciate you. You too. Bye.
She's funny. All right, Trevi's in Milwaukee. Trevi, good morning.
Good morning, Allie.
Hey, Trevi.
Why is nobody saying
nobody
hi to DZ
hi to
today?
DZ. Fine. No, I'm going home. Forget
what's
y'all.
What's the deal?
We love DC too. We love him too.
Okay. It's probably because I say good morning and they forget we're both here.
Oh, y'all forget about me. Fine. No.
Allie was yelling so Trevi. Loud, I forgot there were two of you in there.
We're both talking. Y'all just can't hear me over Allie.
we mainly hear Allie.
Hey, Wepa.
All right, Trevi, what's the one thing you pick up on?
Talk to us.
So, this is a weird thing, but like I can read people's like vibes and aura, and when I go off of that, it like gives me an idea of if I want to be friends with that person or not. Like say for example, if you start a new job and then you know you meet a whole bunch of new people,
right,
and then you instantly click with a person, you could be like, okay, yeah, I can tell I'm gonna like working with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I can tell when a person is lying to me, because I give them like this little face, like, are you serious, like. And then I also do this thing where, like, I can, when a person is telling a story and then they're lying and I know that they're lying, so I can't say nothing about it. And I just hate that so much.
Wait, why can you not say something when you know someone's lying?
Because they're in public and she ain't trying to bust them out.
Oh, that makes one of us.
She's helping them save face.
So, that makes one of us.
Yeah, so I'm in the Gen Z. I'm a Gen Z.
Okay.
So, and my birthday was yesterday, by the way.
Happy belated.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Now in my generation, if you don't say anything, then that considers you as like a fake friend. But like when you don't want to say something or when you do say something, then it's still automatically your fake friend. So I tend not to say anything.
Double-edged. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
You just opt out. You don't want those problems for yourself. So you just opt
right,
out.
Right. Like you don't
want
to, cause I'm not a drama person. So I don't like being in drama. I hate that so much. So like when a person comes
doesn't sound like it, Trevi, if you want me to be honest, you're like, I can smell out the drama and I just know, but I don't like drama at all. Okay, Trevi, cut it already.
Trevi don't like drama for them, but listen, if the tea's hot, she might take a sip.
Trevi's in. Oh, thanks for calling, Trevi.
We appreciate you. Bye.
I can read people, but I don't want to. I just have to.
Trevi said, listen, I'm excellent at reading auras. Oh. I can pick up the vibe. I know when something's wrong, but I try to stay out of it, even though I don't ever.
Sounds like me.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.